This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. And guys, we have a brand new episode of Bringlese Daily. So thank you so much for listening. Whether it's your morning, afternoon, evening, or maybe you're listening at 3 a.m., I'm not really sure, but in any case, welcome back, and let's begin today's episode with a translation challenge. So, today's sentence is, se mi mandi un messaggio, non devo rispondere subito. Okay. Let me say that one more time. Se mi mandi un messaggio, non devo rispondere subito. And if you think about mandare un messaggio, there's a specific verb in English. You don't have to say send a message. You can, but there's a verb that means send a message. Do you know what verb I'm talking about? In any case, at the end of today's episode, I will share exactly how to say that sentence in English. So don't worry. But before we do that, let's begin today's episode with one big thing. And let me ask you a question. When you see your phone light up and it starts to vibrate, and it starts to ring, and you see that phone number, how do you feel in that moment? Do you feel slightly anxious? Are you afraid? Or are you completely comfortable and you're happy to answer the phone? Well, some of you might already have this feeling, and you might be able to realize that telephone phobia is a thing. It's the fear of telephones. Not only the fear of telephones in general, but it's the reluctance of making phone calls or accepting phone calls. When I saw this article, I related to it because I wouldn't call it a fear, but even I have slight anxiety when I see my phone ring. It's actually very rare that someone calls me. I think in 2024, phone calls are not that common. They're becoming less and less common every year. It feels like, I'm not speaking from a scientific data point of view, but it feels like phone calls are becoming less and less common because, of course, nowadays everyone uses text messages. So there was a study in 2019. There was a United Kingdom study, and they found that 40% of the baby boomer generation has anxiety when they answer a phone or when the phone rings. 40%. However, 70% of millennials experience anxiety when the phone rings. You guys, I am a millennial, and I guess it's true that I belong in the 70% as well, because as I said, when the phone rings, I don't feel too excited about answering it. I would rather avoid the phone call and talk via text message. But why is that? Why does this telephone phobia exist? And I have a couple answers to this question. First of all, phone calls are usually unexpected. You don't expect them. So they kind of interrupt you. You could be working, you could be relaxing, you could be playing a game, you could be on a walk. A phone can ring at any moment. You don't know when it's going to happen. And so then when it does happen, it might shock you a little bit. It might cause your heart to beat a little bit faster just because it's unexpected. As a second reason, when you receive a phone call, you might have to prepare mentally to talk to someone who you weren't prepared to talk to. For example, if an unknown phone calls you, and in that moment, you're super relaxed, you're chilling, your guards are down, you get an unexpected phone call, and immediately you might have to snap out of the chill mode. You might have to turn professional mode back on. You might be laying on the couch eating some potato chips, and then your phone rings and you have to be serious. Hello, this is Brian. How may I help you? I mean, it might not be that serious, but that's the point. You're leaving your chill vibe and you're entering into a serious mode, and you were not prepared to do it. So with this fear taking place, many people have become more and more fond of texting. Texting is very different from a phone call because, first of all, they're not going to hear your voice. And listening to someone's voice is a lot more intimate than reading text that they sent. The sound of your voice can tell someone a lot about the state you're in. If you're tired, they might hear it. If you're extremely happy, they might hear it. So talking on the phone is actually less private than sending a text message in that sense. That's another reason why nowadays many people prefer text messages. Another reason people prefer texting is the timing. You don't have to respond right away. You can respond whenever it's convenient. When someone calls you, if you don't respond in that moment, you might miss an opportunity. It might be an emergency. And yes, you can choose not to respond. But then you're thinking, was it serious? Was there a problem? Was there an emergency? On the other hand, when someone sends you a text message, you have the information because they wrote the message and you can read and you can get the information. Someone might text you and say, hey, what are you doing? And you know there's no emergency. You know everything's okay. So you can even ignore the message and respond later. If the same person calls you, even though they only want to chat, they just want to say, hey, how's it going? What are you doing? When the phone rings, you don't know. And so you might start to feel slightly anxious and you might think, is everything okay? Should I answer? Should I ignore it? And so naturally it causes some stress. I have to say, I definitely prefer texting. WhatsApp messaging is a great substitute for phone calls, but it's not purely better. There are some pros to phone calls that I didn't mention. Talking on the phone is more intimate, as I said, and that could be a good thing. For example, when you talk to your family, when I talk to my parents, it's more meaningful to talk on the phone. We can communicate better. We can actually have a conversation, we're talking in real time. We're not sending messages where we have to use our thumbs and type. It's nice to not type. So there are some pros to phone calls. I acknowledge that. That's definitely true. There are pros and cons to both systems of communication. I'm curious what you guys think about this topic. And since I'm curious, let me continue with today's question of the day, which is, would you rather communicate through text or call? Would you rather communicate through text or call? I'm curious how you guys would answer that question. My personal answer is, it depends. However, in general, I would rather communicate through text for the reasons that I already gave in today's episode. In general, I find texting more comfortable, more private, less pressure. The timing is free. I'm not restricted to that specific moment like I am with a phone call. But in certain contexts, I would rather talk on the phone, specifically if I want to have a real conversation with someone. We're catching up. We're talking about something important. We're truly communicating. A phone call is definitely better than a text message in that context. So feel free to leave me a comment. What do you guys think about that? And now we can finish today's episode with the translation challenge. Quickly, let me remind you about Bringlese Academy. It's my online English school that I created for Italians. When I came to Italy in 2013, learning Italian was such a magical feeling. Being able to communicate with a group of Italians and I was the only American was priceless. It was such a special feeling. And that was actually the inspiration I took to become an English teacher. Now I want to give that feeling back to Italian people. That's why I made an English school dedicated to helping Italians learn English. It's a complete school. We even have speaking classes where you can have conversation in English. It's a safe space. You can feel comfortable. You won't be judged. So check it out at bringlese.com. Now, how would you translate "Se mi mandi un messaggio, non devo rispondere subito"? In English, I would say, if you text me, I don't have to respond right away. So that verb I was talking about earlier is to text, which of course means send a text message. Se mi mandi un messaggio, if you text me. Non devo, I don't have to. Remember, dovere in English is have to, and it's a normal negation. I don't have to respond, rispondere. Also, reply or answer. Those are all good verbs. The last part, subito. In English, we can say right away. So our sentence today is, if you text me, I don't have to respond right away. And that is the answer to the translation challenge. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of today's episode. And tomorrow is Thursday, which means I'll be speaking a little bit more quickly. It's going to be an advanced episode. So I hope you'll join me in about 24 hours for that as well. Guys, as always, it's a pleasure making these episodes for you. Let's keep listening. Let's keep improving. Let's train our English ears. And as always, I'll talk to you very soon. Peace.